thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I want mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, gracious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de Aguaray, Channel 21. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santa Anita Piracuay, Channel 30. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In El Nandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable El Nandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs, and Siat Siat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Media Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Holt Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Eldenet City, Channel Z26 on Khatengel Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Rimor Cable TV. In Subbatol, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Midi Mongol. In Dahon, Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Sha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Ututh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Wicam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yinan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV, on Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kyoshung Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC Say-A TV Cable Company.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Today is the third day of the Lunar New Year of the Tiger. During this auspicious time, we are most honored to share a special letter of loving wishes from compassionate Supreme Master Ching Hai.
As the Lunar New Year approaches, I sincerely wish all beings the best in all good endeavors and a renewed determination to be good and do good. May peace reign supreme in our world. May love blossom in our hearts, and may all rejoice in the inherent goodness that will manifest in this physical realm. May we all renew our faith in the divine and our pledge to be veg, go green, save the planet. Ching Hai.
We respectfully offer our sincerest gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's encouraging and uplifting message. Your caring words, unconditional love, and selfless works continue to inspire and give us strength to do our very best in safeguarding the planet. May the Year of the Tiger 2010 be the beginning of a transformed era when kindness and virtue thrive in our world, and when God's gracious heart is pleased, blessing all earth inhabitants with everlasting peace and happiness. Please join us as we travel to several countries during this joyful time and contemplate a bright and beautiful 2010. Let's talk with our correspondent in Hong Kong.
Hello all, I'm in front of Times Square, the heart of Causeway Bay. People are enjoying the vibrant atmosphere here and the many festivities.
I'm going to spend time with my family and also watch fireworks.
你新年有咩願望啊？
希望身體健康啦，咁同埋希望大家注意多啲環保啦，咁食多啲蔬菜，咁減少排碳。新年願望咧就係希望大家都可以咧用愛心咁樣善待佢哋嘅寵物咯，咁同埋可以嘅話咧食多啲蔬果啦，因為而家咧地球暖化都好嚴重啊，食素環保救地球，yeah！Now
back to the studio. This is Supreme Master Television from Hong Kong, wishing you an uplifting New Year. Happy Lunar New Year! 農曆新年快樂!
Oh, thank you. Let's go to Singapore. Hello? Looks like a lot of people are out having fun today.
Yes, we're having a marvelous time here in Singapore.
We hear there are many great celebrations taking place for Lunar New Year. What are some of those?
One of the highlights is the annual Ching Yeh Parade Singapore. It's a grand parade with exciting floats, high energy performances, and lots of celebrations. Also, we have the Festival River Hong Bao 2010. It's filled with dazzling acts, insightful workshops, and exhibits that tell of myths and legends that shape the Lunar New Year.
Wishing everyone a happy new year and have a blessed holiday.
Peace on earth and well-being.
Happy New Year!
Happy 2010! Be veg, go green, save the planet!
Happy 2010! Selamat Tahun Baru!
We wish you and all our caring viewers a pristine earth filled with joy and peace. From Singapore, this is Supreme Master Television.
Thanks so much. Last but not least on our Lunar New Year tour is lovely Macau with our Supreme Master Television correspondent there. Hello, could you tell us about your Lunar New Year festivities this year?
Greetings everyone! Happy New Year! 恭喜发财! I'm now standing at the heart of Macau. There's another square which is now full of tourists and Macau residents. Our Macau citizens like to enjoy the Lunar New Year here with their families and children.
What special resolutions or wishes do citizens of Macau have for the Lunar New Year as we look to the future of our planet?
We've asked some kind of people here today.
咁新年裏面呢，問阿媽咪有咩新嘅願望先。
我希望大家可以关心爱护帮助的小动物，等他们有好的环境生活。
我希望大家都选择一个健康的生活方式，例如食纯素，我可以保护动物和可以拯救地球。
我希望就大家可以关心地球，关心环保。
祝大家新年快乐，身体健康。
We also send our wishes for the caring and sustainable world where all beings are honored and loved. This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Macau.
Thank you so much, Macau. May this 2010 Year of the Tiger be a year when the compassionate vegan diet is adopted by all to save our magnificent planet and all her amazing inhabitants. From Supreme Master Television, we wish everyone a very happy and healthy Lunar New Year.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Kenya. In 2009, heavy rains in Nyanza and Rift Valley provinces of Kenya triggered flash floods and caused rivers to burst their banks. Some 15 lives were lost, while over 1,000 people lost their homes and crops. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000 and requested that our association's relief team go to comfort and help the afflicted. This amount could purchase supplies valued at $430,000 in the United States based on the cost of living in Kenya.
Covering their own travel expenses of approximately $615, our local association members went to one of the most heavily affected communities where the villagers warmly welcomed the relief team. There they were able to distribute rice, flour, oil, blankets, and other daily necessities to some 1,000 people. Our association's relief team again returned to the region in January 2010 to bring further supplies. With their already less fortunate conditions rendered quite difficult by the disaster, the relief recipients expressed deep thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her help.
We join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted care of those in need, as we also send our appreciation to our association's relief team for their attentive endeavors. May heaven bless the Kenyan people with a full recovery as we strive for better eco-stewardship to ease events as these.
Homes damaged by Honduras earthquakes. On Thursday, February 11th, northeastern Honduras was jolted by two temblors. The first, measuring 4.9 on the Richter scale, struck in the Yoro province and was soon followed by another 6.1 magnitude quake in the same region. At least 9 homes were destroyed, with another 100 in addition to 6 schools and 2 churches. Damages were also noted throughout more than 23 communities in the departments of Yoro and Francisco Morazan, prompting local emergency committees to be dispatched.
With her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked that our nearby association members go and offer help to the most vulnerable, adding that funds are available as necessary. Our appreciation, Honduran emergency personnel, for your prompt initiatives. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support of the affected. May the people of Honduras be swiftly restored the contentment of their daily lives as such disasters are alleviated through humanity's kinder deeds.
Indonesian capital inundated by floods. On Saturday, February 13th, sections of East and South Jakarta were deluged by some of the worst downpours in years, causing one person to perish as the city's rivers overflowed and several streets were submerged in up to 1 meter of water. Fortunately, prior warning from the government minimized both injury and loss, with some 2,000 medical personnel and rescuers who were mobilized so that more than 8,000 citizens were safely evacuated to shelters. By Sunday, people began returning home to clean up. Our thanks to the Jakarta government for your timely warning and aid in protecting fellow citizens and their homes. wishing everyone a smooth resuming of regular day-to-day life, and that such conditions subside with our more compassionate regard for the environment.
South Pacific swept by cyclone. After bringing storm conditions to Samoa and American Samoa last weekend, Tropical Cyclone Renee struck northern and central Tonga on Sunday, February 14th. Winds of up to 228 kilometers an hour removed roofs from some buildings, and residents of low-lying Ha'apai were evacuated to higher grounds as rains triggered coastal flooding. Tonga's National Disaster Office Deputy Director, Mali'u Takai, stated that although they were not in contact with every location, no fatalities or injuries had been reported, and the overall damage was less than initially feared. We are thankful for the assistance of the Tongan personnel in helping ensure the safety of the storm-affected residents. May they soon return to productive daily lives, and such weather extremities subside as we foster more considerate, earth-harmonizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Israeli Ministry approves anti-fur bill expansion. The Ministerial Committee on Law has unanimously approved a bill to widen an existing law and ban all import, export, production and marketing of fur. The amendment was initiated by Jane Halevi of the International Anti-Fur Coalition, Joshua Rotbird, legal advisor of Let the Animals Live, and Knesset member Nitzan Horowitz. Once drafted, it was proposed by Agriculture Minister Shalom Simchon, Minister of Environmental Protection Gilad Arden, and Minister of Education Gideon Saar. The measure is to be voted next by the Education, Culture and Sports Ministry, with passage of two subsequent Knesset readings confirming it as law. Our gratefulness, Ms. Halevi, Mr. Rotbird, International Anti-Fur Coalition, Let Animals Live, and all Israel government dignitaries involved for your noble efforts to ban animal fur. We look forward to a world in which the lives of all beings are cherished and respected.
Media Report, Shining World Compassion Award recipient, reflects on a year never to forget. In a January 2010 article, the Belgian newspaper Edisi Payot published an article about Miss Marie-Jeanne Frédéric, a Belgian who for many years has offered her own home as a shelter for animals who were rescued from illness, age, abandonment or abusive factory farms.
The shelter that the vegan Miss Frédéric single-handedly founded is called ASBL Fabienne, in memory of her late animal-loving daughter, and as it promotes respect for all sentient beings, all residents are also vegan. Upon hearing of her dedicated endeavor, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Ms. Frédéric with the Shining World Compassion Award and contributed a total of 10,000 euros toward her caring work. The following is an excerpt from the news article written by journalist Mark Colpert.
A year I will never forget, said the 75-year-old Marie-Jeanne. Marie-Jeanne, who lives in the Dorkenstraat in Galmarden, received last summer a letter from the foundation, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, which told her that she had received the amount of about 5,000 euros for her marvelous work. For your loving, noble, and gracious efforts on behalf of all animals. And to make that year just perfect, she received several months later another letter with the promise that she would once more receive the sum of 5,000 euro. This time for the way she lived her life, namely, Marie-Jeanne and all her loving animals do not eat any meat. Of course I am pleased with this recognition and this money. I will use it to even spoil my animals more, Marie-Jeanne assured. She is also proud that there is no animal meat on the menu for any of her animals. It would be rather mindless if we would kill other animals to provide my animals with the necessary food. Here we have respect for all animals. Even ants we don't just kill. All food is entirely plant-based, and my pets are all too happy to eat it, Marie-Jeanne asserted.
The article goes on to describe Ms. Frédéric's decision to allocate part of the sum toward the installation of indoor wooden pallets to ensure the comfort of the animals' feet during the winter months.
We once more laud Ms. Marie-Jeanne Frédéric for providing a safe haven for the defenseless innocents. Our appreciation goes to journalist Mr. Colpert and Edisi Payot for bringing heartwarming stories of kindness to your readers. May we and our sweet animal friends soon walk in gentle coexistence.
Formosan or Taiwanese boat and crew freed. The vessel, which had been detained since April 2009, east of Africa, near the Seychelles, was released on Thursday, February 11. Sadly, three of the original 30 crew members had passed away from illness during the 10-month period. Per a request from the Formosan Ministry of Foreign Affairs, international maritime organizations provided the surviving shipmates with food, water, fuel, and health checks. Our sympathies go to the families of the three perished crew members. May those returning home soon enjoy warm reunions with loving family and friends as we pray for a world of safe passage for all travelers.
Girl revived from car accident. Seeing a collision of three cars in front of their car dealership workplace in Arkansas, USA, John and Joshua Dugar acted quickly. When they found 6-year-old Maddie Placentia in the front seat of one of the cars unconscious and not breathing, the brothers immediately called emergency services and carried her to the office where they performed CPR until the arriving paramedics were able to revive Maddie and bring her to the hospital to be treated for her injuries. Following a visit from Maddie's family to thank the Dugar brothers, Joshua offered credit to the paramedics for the rescue, saying, "I was just a piece of the puzzle, a very small piece that helped to save Maddie's life, and I'm just really grateful to be a part of it." A hero's salute, John and Joshua Dugar, for your swift and selfless deed. We join in thankfulness and wish Maddie a soon recovery in heaven's love and protection.
Save our planet. Tipping points could arrive suddenly. A recent study by Dr. Alan Hastings, professor at University of California, Davis in the USA, and one of the world's foremost mathematical model experts, forecasts that sudden shifts in the Earth's natural systems could arrive precipitously, without warning. Such tipping points, which could come in response to global warming effects like the disappearance of Arctic sea ice in summer, would lead to more dramatic and relentless changes in climate, in turn disrupting other ecosystems and larger weather patterns.
Other effects that could trigger tipping points include accelerated ice loss from Greenland and the Antarctic, leading to massive sea level rises and carbon dioxide saturation of ocean waters with acidification that would endanger all life. Dr. Hastings offered a warning summary of the study's implications as he stated, "This means that some effects of global climate change on ecosystems can be seen only once the effects are dramatic. By that point, returning the system to a desirable state will be difficult, if not impossible."
Dr. Hastings, we are grateful for your expert voice on this urgent topic. Let us avert such disturbing consequences by adopting harmonious and sustainable lifestyles now.
Speaking with concern about such sudden environmental changes, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the key to their prevention during an October 2008 global warming video conference in Thailand.
"There's no other way we can prevent such a disaster like this. We can only wait and see, because we don't know when it will strike us and where, and what we can prepare anyway. Even if we stockpile some food and all that, it is not always helpful. It just makes the world food shortage worsen. So we can only rely on the good karma that we can create, and that we can do. We can save ourselves right now by turning into vegan diet, which is benevolent, which is very compassionate. And by being compassionate to others, heaven will be compassionate to us. Everything will return to a more peaceful, abundant, because heaven is merciful. And we have to start to be merciful like heaven. Then we can experience heaven."
Save our planet. Researchers at US-based IBM Corporation develop thin-film solar cells with 40% increased efficiency, along with reduced material cost.
Save our planet. The US state of Minnesota is testing a permeable pavement surface that absorbs melting snow to prevent high saline runoff from road salt, thus protecting the ecosystem.
Save our planet. Dutch firm CargoShell makes a collapsible ocean shipping container that can be reduced to 1/4 of its filled size, thus economizing on space and energy while also reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Hi, I'm Herman the Horse, and I'm following a plant-based diet.
No animal products for me. I'm here to share a tip on saving ink on your printer. Try using smaller or thinner font size so when you print, less ink is needed. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In cultural news, today, February 16th, is Lithuania's National Day, honoring its independence gained in 1918. Situated in Eastern Europe adjacent to the Baltic Sea, Lithuania contains four United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Among them is the Vilnius Historic Center, which was influential culturally and architecturally to other parts of Eastern Europe. It contains notable examples of Gothic, Renaissance, Baroque and Classical buildings. Lithuania's cross-crafting and its symbolism, and the Baltic song and dance celebrations are on UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity list. May Lithuania's kind citizens have a marvelous National Day.
And now for some humor with a joke told in German, entitled Shopping Conversation.
Ein Mann nähert sich in einem großen Supermarkt einer äußerst schönen Frau. Er fragt: Wissen Sie, ich habe meine Frau hier im Supermarkt verloren. Können Sie sich ein paar Minuten mit mir unterhalten? Warum? Fragt die Frau. Nun, jedes Mal, wenn ich mit einer schönen Frau rede, taucht meine Frau auf, wie aus dem Nichts.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Veggie Pancit Palabok from the Philippines on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
That looks good. I'm going to make that soon. I'm so glad I found this. Thank you. Anna from the Philippines.
Amiable Anna, the veggie pancit palabok sure does look delicious. There are so many fantastic Philippine recipes that are plant-based or can easily be veganized. Enjoy the wonderful world of cruelty-free cooking with the light of heaven to you and your kind-hearted Philippine citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with celestial inspiration and love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Tunisia sends a plane carrying 15 tons of humanitarian aid, including food, medicine and blankets, to aid victims of civil war in Yemen.
Mr. Sanjay Sharma of Meghalaya, India, drives his canine companion 4,000 kilometers to ensure quality care for the dog's heart condition.
Poland and Belarus agree to visa-free travel for residents living in the two countries' shared border zone.
A Nebraska, USA company manufacturing chicken products for dog and cat companions issues a recall due to concerns of contamination with salmonella.
Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh announces a ceasefire with the Shiite Houthis as the group's leader also agrees to peace conditions.
Astronauts install cupola on the International Space Station's Tranquility Module, which will offer panoramic views of both Earth and outer space.
UK researchers create a wafer-thin supercapacitor that can store electricity, a development seen as paving the way to conventional battery replacement.
With the help of groups like Australia-based AusAid, East Timor prioritizes an initiative to repair infrastructure and restore access to drinking water nationwide.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.